Price inflation in the Eurozone countries, which includes Ireland, fell slightly this month, but remains in double figures, according to the latest estimate from Eurostat. The so-called flash estimate from the EU statistical agency says prices rose across the Eurozone by 10% in the last 12 months. That compares to an annual rate of inflation of 10.6% for October, and is the first fall in the rate of inflation in 17 consecutive months. The figure for Ireland is 9%. Our economist correspondent Robert Short has more on this. So Robert, what's the story behind these figures?
Well, it's really all about energy, but thankfully it's energy going in the other direction to what we've been reporting for the last 17 months, because this is, I suppose, you know, an important, possibly significant mark in the road here, because it's the first time in 17 months that inflation has gone the other way across the euro area taken together. So when you look at energy, energy prices across the euro area actually fell by 1.9% in the month. And now that's largely due to the wholesale price of energy. But I suppose more specifically, as many people may have noticed looking at forecourts across the country, that the price of diesel and petrol has been steadily coming down over the past few weeks. So that's definitely played in. And when you break down the figures for Ireland, so energy prices, they hardly went up at all. They didn't fall in Ireland. They hardly went up at all over the month of November. They went up by 0.1%. And the overall annual rate of energy inflation slowed from 47.6% in October to 43% in November. So they're still up when you look at it on an annual basis, but they've definitely slowed, and across the euro area as a whole, energy prices have actually fallen.
And are we seeing clear evidence in these figures that inflation is becoming embedded in European economies, including our own, by which I mean it's feeding through to wage increases, which in turn are forcing companies to increase the price of the goods and services that are delivered by those employees?
Inflation has spread. These figures out today, again, when you look at the euro area in total, they show that core inflation, when you strip out food and energy, core inflation is going up at 5%. So that's, you know, over twice what the ECB target rate is. I suppose the good news in this month is that that core inflation rate hasn't budged from last month, so it's steady. And also some of the other components of inflation, like industrial goods and services, that also held steady. What hasn't held steady is food inflation. Food inflation went up. Now, it didn't go up by much, but it did go up. And it's at an annual rate of 13.6% across the euro area. That compares to 13.1% in October. We know the figures for Ireland were above 10% last month. They don't break down the figures any further for Ireland. It is just that flash, that initial estimate. We'll have to wait until next week when the Central Statistics Office will publish more detailed inflation numbers.
Right. So nothing in this to suggest that the European Central Bank would be rethinking its current interest rate strategy. There's a further increase on the way. Although maybe it might be at the lower rather than the higher end of expectations.
Well, I think we can be sure that interest rates will go up when the ECB meets next month. That's for sure. The president of the ECB, Christine Lagarde, was speaking before the European Parliament on Monday, and she said that she believed that inflation hadn't peaked. And she said that she wouldn't go as far to say that inflation had peaked, because some people are suggesting that maybe this current bout of inflation right across the world has peaked. She's saying there's far too much uncertainty. She pointed particularly, and this will be resonant to a lot of people here, to the lack of a pass-through of high energy costs at a wholesale level into retail prices. So, you know, what does that mean? That means that even though we've been reporting that wholesale energy prices have come down sharply over the past 2 months, people haven't seen that in their electricity and gas prices, and there's still a lot of uncertainty over whether they will or not this winter, because we don't know what will happen in the rest of the winter and what impact that might have on wholesale energy, on energy prices. So there still is an awful lot of uncertainty, and I would point to that food inflation number. Food is on the way up. And then the other thing which we don't really know too much about is what economists call second round effects. So in other words, you have inflation, it prompts a reaction from employees who look for pay increases. That then has an impact on the goods and services that those firms sell. And that's a second round effect from inflation. Because those wage agreements will be responding to inflation that happened this year, we're probably not going to see those second round effects until we move into next year.
Robert Short, thank you for that.